In Nigeria and other parts of sub-Saharan Africa, malaria is a major threat. The disease kills hundreds of thousands of people each year, most of them children. Malaria is caused by a parasite that's spread by mosquitoes. But there's a fundamental question about the disease that has long puzzled researchers. How does it actually kill a person? Now, an American doctor in Malawi in southern Africa may have finally solved this mystery. The World's Anders Kelto reports.
On a recent morning, Dr. Terry Taylor makes the rounds in the malaria ward of a hospital in southern Malawi. She checks on a 9-year-old girl who recently emerged from a malaria-induced coma. Taylor presses on the girl's shoulder to see if the patient has regained sensation.
Can you localize up here? Woohoo! Good job!
Taylor is from Michigan, but has spent much of her life in Malawi. She treats and studies patients with the deadliest kind of malaria, cerebral malaria. It causes children to lapse into a coma and, in many cases, to die. But why do they die? What is the exact cause of death? Taylor says no one has ever been certain. And after 2 decades of researching malaria, Taylor realized why the cause of death was still unknown. No one had looked at the brains of children with cerebral malaria.
And that was when we had the idea, this crazy idea, to bring an MRI to Malawi.
A magnetic resonance imaging machine. They're common in American hospitals, but Taylor says when she began this quest, there wasn't a single one in Malawi or any surrounding countries. Local hospitals couldn't afford the machines and didn't have the expertise to run them. Taylor says it took some arm twisting, but she and a colleague at Michigan State University persuaded General Electric to provide an MRI.
$1 million magnet as a donation to Malawi from GE.
When the MRI became operational a few years ago, Taylor and her colleagues put children with cerebral malaria into the imager to see what was happening in their brains. Sam Kampondeni, a radiologist, shows me one of the first pictures they took.
Now this is the brain. And you can see the black, which is the water.
It's a child's brain surrounded by a thin layer of water, which is healthy. But then he shows me the same brain a day later.
All that water is gone. Totally gone.
So it's been pushed out of the brain.
Because of the swollen brain.
The brain had become hugely swollen. It pushed against the inside of the child's skull and down onto the area that regulates breathing. 3 hours later, the child stopped breathing and died. Taylor and her colleagues used the MRI on dozens of sick patients, and they noticed an unmistakable pattern. Children whose brains swelled dramatically and irreversibly died. Children whose brains didn't swell or swelled, but then returned to a normal size, lived. Taylor says this seems to explain how cerebral malaria kills.
We're pretty confident that the cause of death is these massively swollen brains.
Taylor has been presenting her findings at conferences, including a recent meeting on tropical medicine in Washington, D.C. Diane Wirth, a malaria expert at the Harvard School of Public Health, was there. She says Taylor's discovery is important because it suggests an alternative way of treating malaria. Rather than focusing on the parasite that causes the disease, Wirth says, doctors could focus on the swelling that results.
One might actually be able to reduce the cause of death and the number of deaths by using some kind of ancillary treatment that doesn't attack the infection but attacks this response of the brain.
For instance, doctors might give drugs that reduce brain swelling or perform surgery to relieve pressure in the skull. Terry Taylor plans to study these and other potential treatments soon. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Blantyre, Malawi.